see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You know, JoJo is very concerned that they can't make out and desecrate this temple.
I found it very erotic.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon.
Last night, we watched a powerful woman find her voice. It was inspiring. Yes, we put politics aside and we got to see JoJo, the Bachelorette, breaking hearts and taking names and trying to fall in love with everyone.
It was just so amazing watching this fantasy suite episode. I mean, the romance, the sexual undertones, everything about it was just unstoppable.
I know, and the small talk, the chatter, the awkward touches, the awkward references to touching JoJo, and maybe probably getting naked with her, it's all there.
And they were in this magical place where it's hotter than Florida, and there's salt water and music with pipes and gongs, and a fisherman whose hard-earned catch you can steal and slobber on, and monkeys who are maybe smarter than Chase.
And now we're here, finally, to talk all about it with two of our all-time favorite guests, the Bachelor dudes, Max Godnick and Sammy Smith. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Great to be here.
You guys sound really enthusiastic.
I was thinking of if I knew how to say hello in Thai.
I think if you just say it in Spanish, it counts.
Right. Robbie threw in a little bit of Spanish just to really fill in, you know, fit in with the culture.
On the streets of Bangkok. Yeah, well, don't know how to speak Thai, but it's amazing to be here.
Es muy bueno to be here in this foreign land where we do not speak English. All pretty much the same.
Unfortunately, there are no monkeys here. So I guess we should just dive right in.
Yeah.
And first, we need to talk about Luke. Farewell to everyone's favorite cowboy.
Man.
Don't know if I've ever seen someone just get so mentally and cognitively destroyed in a single moment. He just seemed so confused and at a loss. It reminded me of one of those, like, Mr. Krabs memes where everything gets spinning and everything just slowed down. Like, Luke really seemed like he was legitimately
in shock.
Yeah.
Well, later, Chase says, you know, I'm shattered. But, like, Luke was too shattered to have the words to say I'm shattered.
Yeah.
His brain was just in pieces on the floor.
All he could do was mumble, like, this wasn't supposed to happen.
He lost it. I don't think Luke's felt that way since, like, the last time his beloved horse passed away.
Oh, God.
It was a big one for Luke. And I think over the last 2 weeks, we saw Luke fully transition into
the Bachelor.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be the only thing that could make me forgive JoJo for doing that to
him. Bachelor, the next Bachelor has to be properly heartbroken.
Right.
You know, they can't be angry. They can't be bitter. They have to just have their heart smashed to pieces and then rise from the proverbial ashes looking for love.
It wasn't just really sad. It was cinematic. I mean, JoJo was in a sparkly gown.
Stunning.
Still the best dress that she's
Amazing.
Worn all season.
Amazing. Really I want to point out, this is maybe my most liked tweet ever, that she could crouch in it, even though it looked incredibly unforgiving and skin tight. props to you, JoJo.
Only JoJo.
She's an incredible
woman. Yeah. So, like, she's there. They're in an airplane hangar in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, and they're sobbing in each other's arms. He's saying, I miss you already.
Never had the chance to love her.
You don't want me anymore. And she's like, no, it's not that. And he has to, like, get in a car and drive away, never knowing the answer. It's like Casablanca. It's like,
Well, Claire, I think you just really made the case for Luke as the next Bachelor.
I feel like over the last 2 weeks, they did a couple things. They fed Luke with dozens and dozens of cliche country lines and, like, names of country songs.
And his entire storyline has just been, you know, soundtracked with country music.
Yeah, every time he's on screen.
Free country music.
I mean, that is the downside to Luke as the Bachelor. Like, think of how much country music we'd have to
It's going to be all horses and country music.
I had an unpopular opinion for about 5 minutes that Chase was going to be Bachelor. And then once he came back at the end of the episode to apologize, I thought it was over.
Yeah, it's like, all right, now you're too soft to be the Bachelor.
I don't know. His angry exit was, I think, not graceful enough for a future Bachelor.
Like, but then he made it all better.
I think that was maybe him trying to make the case for himself as the Bachelor. Like, I got to give America, an understanding that I'm a good guy. Yeah. But it didn't quite land either way.
Joe Bailey does not get to be Bachelor. Ben Higgins gets to be Bachelor, you know?
And I'll give my case for why I think Chase is ineligible to be a Bachelor later. But part of me—
He's boring?
He's very boring. And way too similar to Ben. But—
What?
There's a lot of similar shades. Okay. Well, we'll get there. But,
okay, I'm going to need to hear that.
Now I don't really have enough to back up my argument, but I'll develop it before we get there.
That was the argument.
Yeah. I was shocked that Luke was sent home after last week's epic cliffhanger, but part of me thinks that JoJo sent Luke home in fourth place just to kind of get it out of the way and to give herself a week of sort of no drama hanging in Thailand knowing that Chase was going to get the boot. And then when that came along, it, like, came along. But she didn't have to deal with the trauma and just, like, mind-bending experience of sending Luke home.
Yeah.
I am surprised she didn't just want to jump into bed with him, though, because their sexual chemistry—
I think she did want to, and I think she was in love with him. I think she was in love with Luke, and she had better sexual chemistry with him. And so I think that does make a lot of sense that she was just, like, I couldn't— like, my mind would blow a gasket dealing with all of these three guys.
Yeah, it was too much. She was just trying to go to Thailand and hang and see some monkeys, have some sex. Yeah. And
a very self-aware move, sending him home early, knowing that Chase was gone.
Pretty
like,
meta.
Her goodbye with the fourth place guy was so much more personally than sad than the third place.
Yeah, that was very intense.
She was just upset because he was yelling at her. She was like, stop, I'm doing my best.
And I think we got the sense that she just kind of knew that Robbie and Jordan were her top two.
Yeah.
Like, she knew that, and she knew, like, at some point I have to send these other two home.
Although, like, over the past couple of weeks, Robbie kind of came out of nowhere for me. I wouldn't have pegged him as
So this is a perfect time to start talking about Robbie because he had the first fantasy suite date.
Suddenly they're in Thailand because, of course, they're in an airplane hangar. They just get right on the plane.
Did they ever say, now we're going to Thailand?
Not until they got to Thailand.
It was a jarring, like, really, really sad goodbye. And then, oh, I've been spending the last week in Thailand. It's been wonderful.
Yeah. They really set the scene, though. They had her walking around in some sort of temple, a lot of close-ups on Thai statues, and she's wearing a skirt with elephants on it. Mm. They're like, she is in Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just FYI.
The stylist was very on the nose with that one.
Yeah. Everything about the production was very on the nose while they were in Thailand. Not that we should be surprised by that.
Yeah. Including the fact that they get a Thai massage in Thailand.
I mean, where else? Yeah. When in Thai?
Robbie is like the perfect person to get a Thai massage with. Like, when she's on a date with him, I always feel like everything is just a little bit like icky.
Well, Robbie's
like,
always
like, I feel like
I'm being touched
inappropriately whenever he speaks.
And I feel like Robbie's always looking to self-groom and manscape whenever possible. So even on
that is true.
Even in Southeast Asia,
And he's very comfortable having a very emotional conversation while there are just people all around
rubbing
them,
his feet,
rubbing their feet.
I thought it was crazy when Robbie arrived, kind of like sexually, like hanging off the side of that rickshaw, and JoJo goes, "Oh my God, I didn't recognize you." Who in Thailand looks like Robbie? Like, Just also, because everyone
he
on
he always looks the same because he's a plastic human
yes.
whose features and hair never changes.
It was so weird. She's like, I didn't recognize you in that different vehicle. Like, who says that? It's not like
there were no
in that
doors
different
on that.
Beard. It's like you were sitting on a different chair. I didn't recognize you.
Yeah, just because everyone on her season looks the same doesn't mean that everyone in Thailand looks the same. Or like maybe JoJo has some sort of cognitive aphasia and like can't recognize faces.
Maybe she has prosopagnosia.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just without the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that a lot because I like to tell people I have a minor form of it to explain mm-hmm. why I never remember anyone.
That's a good excuse.
I was going to say it's a good backstory for you as the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It'd be a huge like hurdle for you to get through over the season.
Yeah. Wow. I could have scenes of me with Chris Harrison doing flashcards.
Yeah. And you're like, I still can't tell them apart.
Yeah. Can we do hands?
And then you'd be like, guys, listen, I talked with Claire early today. We're really close, and she confides in me, and she still, for the life of her, cannot tell any of you apart.
But she does really know sorry. Me. She knows Chris Harrison.
Yeah. It would be really fun.
We've become really close.
When each of them came over and were like, can I steal you for a minute? And you're like, yeah. Literally.
Honestly, it really doesn't make a difference matter. To me.
You'd be terrified each time. Can I steal you for a minute? Oh, my God.
I thought you were sitting right next to me.
Someone's trying to kidnap me at a you're mansion. Everywhere. So that'd be crazy.
Yeah. So
back to Robbie.
Yes, Robbie.
Not as crazy.
They get massages in a horrible rainstorm and talk about how he's totally super over Hope and
is just so in
so
love.
In love with her.
I feel like he scripts everything he says.
Real? I thought that last week on the bed was the most intense Bachelor scene I'd ever seen.
Because he was like, I know intense. I'm fucked right now.
The confrontation about yeah. Hope.
He yes. had not yeah. scripted that.
No. That is the only that. Part that didn't sound scripted. But everything, he's like, that is so in my past. And I cannot love anyone more than I love you.
But I
and
do I am, think like, that he,
it's too much.
He's a scripter. So I think when he tries to even say things off the cuff, it comes out in these weird, stilted little segments that don't sound
yeah,
natural.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that he's calculating and writing everything down. It just... Nothing about him flows, and it's frustrating to watch.
He's also extremely self-referential, like clearly knows the hallmarks of his journey with JoJo and like when he said he loves her and what, you know, what kind of
he keeps bringing up how early he said he
yeah.
loves her.
I mean,
I'm
like, yeah,
he's
still
like,
weird.
You know, it's I'm so weird. Honest yeah. because I said I loved you right away. And if I didn't say it then, it wouldn't be honesty. And like if you follow that to its logical conclusion— There are an awful lot of things that he would therefore be forced to tell her all the time or he would be lying.
But I guess it works for JoJo because she is, you know, as we know, a words of affirmation girl. All she wants is someone
but
to be like, I've loved you, I've always loved you.
He would also have to tell her the bad things right away too or he would be lying to her. He has to constantly be telling her everything he's thinking or he's lying to her.
Maybe there aren't any bad things. Maybe,
there's going to be bad things sometimes.
But maybe not yet.
That's true.
Maybe it's all been peaches and cream.
It's all just been once they get married.
Peaches and cream and monkeys.
Yeah.
And Thai massages.
I just keep wondering whether Robbie, the professional swimmer, is going to be making an appearance at Rio.
No, he did tweet last night that he was a competitive swimmer in college. He is now a sales director. He's like, I do have to have a job.
I was hoping for like Robbie and Michael Phelps to be on the relay team.
That would be amazing.
He backed out because of Zika concerns.
I don't blame him.
He's like, I'm trying to knock this woman up. So
his body is great. Like he looks to be in Olympic shape to me. I don't know.
I think he's, you know, he's doing fine.
I wouldn't describe it as great, but that's like a personal preference.
No worries. I just think Robbie needs a really good swim cap to cover the coif for the aerodynamics when he's in the pool.
No, he
that would really slow
like
him
that.
Down.
I don't agree. I think that it would actually just stay firm in the pool and actually propel him like a nose of a dolphin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe create like some
really
sort of
a wake.
Yeah,
it can really go either way here.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. It didn't even – after they – spent the night together. Mm. His hair still looked exactly the same.
He looked great.
Yeah. What is that?
That's a classic. I woke up like this.
No, flawless. He definitely. I wonder, did he wake up and like Kristen Wiig and Bridesmaids?
Yeah, did
like,
he wake up really early just to
maybe?
Or is it like a hairpiece that he just like clips on?
I really think he might be an actual human Ken doll.
Or does he just sleep sitting up? You know, completely upright, and they didn't do anything. They just sat there for a couple hours.
JoJo's arms are wrapped around him, and he's just completely upright so that nothing touches
or
his hair.
Or maybe they did a ton and connected a ton and stayed up all night and didn't sleep, but that doesn't mean they didn't do anything. They could have raided the minibar, watched Thai TV.
They probably got
another
great,
massage.
They probably have no issues raiding the minibar, given the fact that the Bachelor is paying for it. That's a nice thing for them.
Maybe. That's like the only reason to go on The Bachelor. Like
the minibar at the Fantasy Suite.
Yeah, all the free hotel rooms.
Yeah, all the incidentals.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Robbie, because Robbie is so honest and spends so much time doing what he feels, doing what he means, maybe Robbie doesn't have time to sleep and has never slept in his life, and thus making him so plastic and fake seeming.
I buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, fair theory.
He probably doesn't need to sleep. Yeah.
And he looks very tired.
He just needs to recharge occasionally because he's a robot.
Some of the things he said, tonight's pivotal in my next step with JoJo, that's not a human type thing to say about a relationship with your future wife.
I'm just putting it out there. He might be a plastic and or metal human.
Oh, and we have to talk about his the note that he gives her from Coach Hayes.
Coach's dad.
His very supportive father.
Listen,
Coach
Robbie.
Hayes.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know that I think you really love JoJo.
God.
Just wanted to slip this in your hair before you left.
love Robbie. Robbie's
Coach. Dad.
It is like such a coach type note. It's very telling that he calls his dad coach and he gets this note that's like, do it. Get it done. Like, you're going to win this, instead of, like, are you sure everything's okay?
Also, I feel like the producers had to be like, you know, it would be really great if you just wrote a little note to your son saying how today made you feel.
I'm going
to
be honest. I think Robbie wrote the note. Like, how can they confirm that Coach Hayes wrote the note?
Because he showed it to JoJo.
Because he said that. And Robbie is
Robbie
very
doesn't
honest.
Always so tell the truth honest. About everything. I thought he was honest.
He's so honest.
You know what upsets me? That he didn't tell her even sooner. Because if it would have been true, he would have had to have told her as soon as he saw her that there was a note.
Yeah. And like, as soon as he found the note, he should have been like running to where she was staying and like breaking down the door.
He clearly has no problem breaking and interrupting her. So
also, like, when they wake up and she's like, this is our first breakfast together.
And then she proceeds to say that.
She says the same thing to Jordan also.
And for all but one, it's going to be their last breakfast together.
Yeah. There were just like plates of sliced fruit
on the bed, loose on the bed. Yeah, I saw that.
It was just a lot of sliced fruit. In a very weird position.
And I certainly didn't
position.
Eat any of it.
Precariously positioned.
It was very precarious. Yeah. If it were me, I would just like starfish out at some point and there would be fruit and shattered china everywhere.
Not precarious. JoJo's heels on the nightside table.
Yeah.
Very organized. Is that like a sign for sex? Is that a
well,
thing?
Well, this is like a really niche thing that I just want to, but like I like read XO Jane way too much. And there is this feature called like I Cheated. And at one point, one of them had a photo of just a pair of nude pumps. Mm. And it became like an in-joke in the commenters that like nude pumps was a symbol for infidelity. So when I saw her nude heels standing up, I was like,
this
she
means
cheated.
Something.
But that's I think deep. It is
cheated
kind of like, it's like the heels have been taken off and they're in bed together.
Right, going
like,
barefoot was
a big
deal.
There was a lot of symbolism this episode.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Definitely.
So moving on to Jordan, we get a little bit of sporty JoJo.
Jordan and JoJo go hiking. JoJo has apologized on every date for how much she sweats. And she's right, because men do not fall in love with women who sweat. It's
who have the ability to sweat.
A fact. I only went on dates in the cooler months when I was single.
I always say if she's not dry, I won't try. It's one of my lines. Oh my God, dude.
I've heard it.
Yep.
And it applies to so many things because, like, so many bodily fluids could be a deal breaker.
Sure. It's a great line. It's a great line to have in your back pocket.
Yeah, just really like keep that in mind.
Yep.
So they go
in a temple.
They go hiking.
There's no visible sweat from this hike.
She's
but then,
just glowing.
You know, JoJo is very concerned that they can't make out and desecrate this temple.
I found it very erotic. But I loved it.
Yeah. She also understood to the, you know, how important it was to the Thai people. She's studied that for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, this is, you know, The Bachelor is just a course in cultural sensitivity.
Yes.
You could tell because
whole...
you could see like a monk hiking up the temple.
Excuse
and you
me.
Could hear the music like
excuse me, JoJo.
like pipe music and like a gong. So it was very culturally sensitive, and I learned a lot about the religious beliefs.
I'm up for
upon
an entire
which the
season.
Temple was founded.
I'm down for an entire season, Bachelor or Bachelorette, where every date is there's like some sort of withheld sexual element. Like you can't touch, you can't look at each other, you can't rub elbows. I think it'd be very
like some great
steamy.
Tension.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Because we know that JoJo wants to make out with Jordan.
Yeah.
It's very
sure
clear.
Do, yeah.
And she wanted to
she
take that chambray
date.
Shirt that she had to put on out of respect for the temple. She wanted to take it off.
She had it ready to go.
Well,
yeah.
Also, it was really hot.
You know
to
what
be
we missed? You know what we missed? We missed Robbie calling JoJo Joelle exclusively.
What the hell?
Yes. Okay. Claire and I actually were looking at each other last night every time he said it, being like, what?
I feel like
why?
He was doing that annoying thing that people do sometimes where they're like,
he's like, I know this woman
yeah,
so well.
Other people call this person, you know, Jimmy, but I'm in love with him. And so
he's James to me.
I was
and
wondering
that's like
if...
marking territory. And it's like, just call them by their name. They are called that because they probably like to be called that. And they're called that for a reason. It's so weird.
For
and
me,
like,
JoJo's one of her top six qualities is her name. I think JoJo's super
JoJo's
fun.
A great name.
Rolls
yeah.
off the tongue. Multiple songs have been written about it by the guys.
Yeah. You can make Christmas puns about it.
You can say JoJo. Like, it's
yeah.
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
He also called her Joe at one point.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
I was
he's
like
I'm
calm
just
down.
Out all, he's like, I am so familiar with her.
He's like, she's going to be making the decision.
She could
and she's going to be thinking, only one of these guys has given me unique names by
yeah,
which he calls
we,
me.
We have the name thing going.
I think it's
sure.
a split so, persona thing. Like, I wonder if America will ever meet Joelle.
It's like Lolita. Like, to some people, she's Lola.
Yeah.
To others, just Lo. To others, Dolores. But to Robbie, she'll always be Joelle.
Like, Joelle's not putting her hair up. Joelle's not going on ESPN Sports Nation. Like, Joelle is a different girl, maybe worthy of her own season. Different season.
Yeah.
So what we've concluded yeah. is that JoJo has a split personality.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitive.
Great. And Robbie is the only one who knows. And
well,
that's
great
that's
for
a bond
him.
Between them.
And Jordan's
okay.
not sweaty.
Jordan.
So then they go to dinner.
And they talk a lot about
Ben.
Well, Ben and JoJo's family. Well, specifically her dad.
Yeah.
Jordan is very preoccupied with the fact that he needs to look her dad in the eyes.
Yes.
But, like, yeah. who gives a shit about her mom? Because she's
mean,
a woman.
It might be a little hard to look her mom in the eyes because her mom is going to be really...
Wasted.
Yeah.
He wasn't even looking JoJo in the eyes the entire episode. maybe he's just afraid of making eye contact with
her. Here's
the
thing.
It's
really inappropriate to make eye contact with a woman before you've looked her father in the eyes and asked for
and
permission.
Ask permission. Yeah.
It's a great point.
That's
like Jordan
just manners.
Was genuinely anxious and torn up about the prospect of not even getting the opportunity to look into her father's eyes.
Yeah.
Because Thailand would be so packed itinerary-wise.
Yeah, just set aside 5 minutes
is, like,
for a little
loves
eye contact.
That. She's like, I'm so traditional. She loves that her she's brothers like, are protective.
You are a traditional guy. That's so great.
It's like,
he plays football.
I don't relate to that.
Played in the past. He's failed.
Does not define him.
I think he might also do something with sales. They're all in sales.
Well, he's a sportscaster now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Big things.
So the Bachelorette worked for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he is good on TV. I'll say that for him.
No, I have a little bit of a soft spot for Jordan.
Yeah, he's charming.
He is. You think he's a snake?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He might be a snake.
He might be a snake.
I'll
but
trust.
I'm
trying.
I think a lot
I'm
of entertainers
taken
are
taken in by him.
A lot of entertainers are. I enjoy watching him. I think he's often kind of funny. And a lot of the guys this season were so boring, especially the ones that she kept.
I know. The fact that he has a glimmer of a personality is really making him rise to
yeah.
the top.
But their dinner conversation was, like, painful because she was very, like, he was like, I love you. I want to be with you forever. She says, Ben said that and look what happened.
Silence.
Which is, like, so odd to me because in that situation, Ben could very well have loved two people, but he really could only pick one. In this situation, she's the person who's going to have to pick one out of multiple people. So, like, Does she understand that it's a different situation? It really doesn't seem like she does.
Yeah, also,
like, she keeps talking about it like it's the same thing.
And also, like, if she's going to use the Ben said that excuse, that sort of invalidates the entire season. Because every step of the way, JoJo was told she's great. JoJo was getting made out with on roofs in Vegas. Like, Ben did a lot of things.
Ben made out with me on the roof.
Yeah.
To you, personally.
This is an awkward time to have to reveal this. Greg will talk later.
This is why he pulled out of the race.
This was the news.
The scandal.
I didn't want everyone to find out this way.
Oh, my God. Well, we'll find out about it on Happily Ever After with Ben and Lauren.
I mean, this is the thing, though, is, like, if you're asking these questions, like, how do you know you love me? Like, prove it. He can't. Like, that's not a question with an answer.
But you can give off a vibe. At dinner that whole night, he's not looking her in the eyes. He's looking around. He's, like, looking, like, towards the camera.
Right.
There's no eye contact. I don't trust him.
She can feel uncomfortable with that, but she can't be like, hi, like, give me an answer about why you love me. That's not going
to
work.
No. And also relating to what Ben said, that, yeah, that would just make it so every time anyone's ever said I love you to anyone, it just doesn't matter because Ben.
Right, because Ben said it once and
Ben broke
also
love.
Picked someone up. He was unlovable and then he broke love.
I mean, Sam, you brought up an interesting point about looking in the eyes and eye contact. And something I always say is if they don't look me in the eye, I won't try. So
many life lessons learned.
They're
this
very
morning.
Similar lessons. But
that
I got
concerns
a ton of
me
them.
Because as a woman, I've always felt that it's inappropriate to look a man in the eye until he has asked my father for permission.
And we respect that about you.
Thank you.
You're just a traditional girl, Claire.
I am very traditional.
I hope
and
to
it's
one
tough
day meet
because
your
my dad lives in Indiana, so in I can look at very few people in the eye.
Well, I'm not coming back on the podcast until I can look your father in the eye.
Yeah.
And ask.
Sit him down here. We'll have a little bit of, like, 4 minutes of staring.
Yeah. I mean, my dad would love to come on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll just call in as long as
so that
you, have to
you
make
never
eye
risk
contact.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JoJo was also interrogating Jordan about his 1 year life plan, and he seemed very uncomfortable about making any plans.
I understood. Like, okay, so whether he is or is not an active professional athlete, he is being sold to the audience and to JoJo as one. So she is, I feel like, within her rights to be concerned about being the wife of a professional
someone who's
athlete.
Like moving around all the time.
Even though that's not what he's doing.
Oh, but sportscasters do that too.
But was he a sportscaster at the time?
Right.
No.
At the time, I think that he was like, I want to parlay my failed career and my like time on this show into
maybe,
some sort of
think,
cool job.
Do
but I don't know what that will be yet.
So that's maybe what we're seeing her concern about.
Right. I think that she's like, I
she's
wish
like, you
that
are
he
not
could
anchored.
Give me an answer. And instead he's.
And he's like, but I don't know what jobs I'm going to get offered from this TV appearance.
But like, come
yet.
On, JoJo, let's be honest. Is JoJo like dead set on just being a Dallas real estate agent for the rest of her life? I feel like she's got a
of
spot.
Not. Certainly not.
She's got a spot on
maybe
E! News waiting
maybe
for her.
Maybe she's concerned that their television prospects would conflict.
Yeah. You know what I like JoJo for.
What?
I like JoJo for first look.
Yes, into it.
Yeah. She'd be great.
I don't like that the current first look person is not someone I recognize from the Bachelor franchise. That's my top priority when it comes to first look hosts.
We're going to get JoJo on first look, I'm confident.
She's
going to be trying out the hottest restaurants in New York.
She's someone who would just look really good while eating a giant sundae covered in gold leaf.
I'm so confident about JoJo's post-Bachelorette career aspirations. I can't even tell you. She's going to be a star. She's going to be with us for a long time.
She's going to do well. Yeah. I'm not worried about her. And
they
go
to the fantasy
suite.
They
go to the fantasy suite, of course.
They bang,
presumably.
Speaking of fantasy suites, we have to go back really quickly to Robbie and, like, the creepy things he said and also the creepy things that Jordan said. Robbie is like, I don't have to dream about her anymore. I get to dream with her.
That
I love
creaked
that.
Me out so much.
I needed a shower.
Yeah, I was actively cringing. Like, I had a whole body reaction to that.
It reminded me of one of my great lines. I was all about it. I thought it was beautiful poetry. It was great. I also know I want to walk into life with as much excitement as fantasy suite contestants walk into their hotel rooms. and just marveling over, like, oh, my God, it has a hallway.
Yeah. Like, there are lights. There's a bed in here? Yeah. I had no idea that would exist in a hotel room.
Look, it's our bed.
They put a scented candle next to the bed.
These
were
wild.
Some weak fantasy suites.
They've been
much more opulent in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do think Ben used the same room twice in Jamaica. That's
slut.
All.
What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not slut, just cheap.
I'm sorry. You know, I overreacted.
It's fine. It's fine.
I got really emotional there for a second.
How long is between fantasy suite dates?
Unclear. I think it can depend on the production schedule.
Yeah. It can be back to back, I think, but also sometimes there's a full day in between.
Are you concerned about the cleanup schedule?
I would be.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
there's a lot of factors that go in.
Shower.
Showering is big.
Well, they definitely have
laundry.
Time to shower, get their hair redone, and then go on the next date.
True. I would just be concerned about how tired they would be.
Well, that's right. Why I think they do give them some, you know, breaks in between.
I thought you were going to say, like, speed.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised by that either.
Yeah, they're like, time for your pills. So, yeah, Jordan wakes up and is like, she's like, it's our first breakfast together. I was like, that sounds familiar.
He just looks at the camera and he's like, we took last night in a really exciting direction. We're like, we get it. You banged.
Yeah.
We all know.
He's like, it was everything I needed. So
you're just like waiting for him to say like, and I made her come three times.
You get the sense that Jordan is not used to being without the touch of a woman for more than a few days at a time.
We're gonna need a cleanup in aisle fantasy suite based off last night. JoJo, come in here and tell him about what we did. Oh, some of these positions I haven't seen since I was with the Tennessee Titans. No. I think he played for the Titans.
It's hard to spend even a few moments doing something other than talking about The Bachelorette, but we have to take a short break. Don't leave, though. In a moment, we'll talk about Chase's not-so-fantasy date and Chad's repulsive Twitter feed. Don't miss it.
If you, like the two of us, are just always desperate to bring more coziness into your life, may we suggest Barefoot Dreams, especially now because the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary.
With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket.
I mean, there's a reason why Barefoot Dreams has been on Oprah's favorite things list 6 times.
If there's anything I trust more than Oprah's favorite things list, it's 6 of Oprah's favorite things list. I mean, come on. Dressing head to toe in Barefoot Dreams is the key to comfort, as their collection of ultra soft robes, loungewear, and accessories are made with premium materials.
And their products make perfect gifts too.
I'm a huge fan of just swaddling myself in a big cozy robe. So I know, Emma, I'm very excited for the Barefoot Dreams robe that is heading my way right now. I was so excited to pick it out and I'm so excited to try it on. Like the perfect cozy robe.
I'm so excited too.
Oh my God, it's going to change my life, I think.
We'll just be swaddling ourselves in coziness 100% of the time. And I think we can all agree that like that is the lifestyle which we deserve and to which we aspire. Thank you, Barefoot Dreams.
For Love to See It with Emma and Claire listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code LTSI15.
Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate like what's the correct amount of social energy, what kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize, what space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge. Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist,
and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit. And I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Before we get back to the show, let's talk about finding Here to Make Friends on iTunes. If you haven't, now is a great time to subscribe and give us a rating. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show climbs the iTunes chart, which helps other people discover our show.
All right, let's get back to the fantasy suites.
So let's move on to our final
Chase.
Fantasy suite that, you know, one of these things is not like the other.
My favorite.
I mean, the whole time, because of the parallels with Ben's fantasy suite episode, I was like, uh-oh, like, is Chase going to be Kayla? Is it going to be awkward from the start? And it wasn't. It got off to, like, a fine start.
He showed more personality in this episode than he's had the entire season.
He's a smart guy.
Taking fish.
I think he seems like a complete idiot.
He just seems like dumb as a box of nuts. He did at one point just list things that existed in Thailand.
I wrote down this entire quote
about why he's having a great time. Being with JoJo, her personality, her sex appeal, everything about her is unstoppable. The small talk, the chatter, the feel, the touch, it's all there. And we're in this magical place with fishermen and monkeys and saltwater and fish.
Magic.
Fishermen and fish, and, if you can believe.
And monkeys and saltwater.
By the way, the fishermen, the poor fishermen, have this nice, like, shop where they have all their fish that they've caught hung up. And he just goes and steals one while they look on helplessly and, like, dribbles it all over his shirt and then, like, kisses it and then puts it back.
I'm going to hope that the producers went back and were like, we're so sorry. Let us compensate you for this. We will buy this entire shack of fish.
They're boating through like this remote floating village in Thailand and just making out the entire time, not looking around.
Yeah. They're very respectful of the local culture.
I think that if Chase is the Bachelor, his big, you know, arc is that he, you know, got dumped by JoJo and is super bummed, but he does still have the fish. And he brings it on with him, shows all the girls, and has them kiss it.
By that point, what would be left of the fish? Because fish rot pretty quickly. Yeah, they're delicate.
Getting bones, green real quick.
Bone, soul.
The soul of the fish.
Appreciated some of the B-roll of Chase just like playing in the sand by himself.
I know.
He's having a great time.
I've been there. Like, I totally do that. Like, when I was 8 years old and I had to play keeper on my soccer team because no one else would. And I would just like sit down in the dirt in front of the goal and I would scrape the dirt around and run it through my fingers. And that's all I could think about while he was doing that. I was like, it's like 8-year-old me playing goalie on my soccer team. So that's kind of how I think of Chase. Like, he's like an overgrown child.
Or he's incredibly nuanced. He separated the touch and the feel as two separate things.
So I think that he had been watching some TV, a little bit of like the touch, the feel
of cotton
fabric of our lives.
By Chase's date, I mean, I was, once it became clear who the final two was going to be, which I think happened before JoJo told us, maybe.
I
was already so amped for Cowboy Luke Bachelor season. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm not really going to give Chase a chance. But then, you know, Sammy is very pro-Chase as the Bachelor. And I wouldn't say I'm there. But
I am going to say I liked him far more than I thought I was going to.
Given that
he had no facial expressions the entire season until the last two episodes.
He, like, really opened up. Like, he went from having zero expression, being unable to speak, and suddenly he was just a big chatterbox, and he was smiling all the time. And I sort of felt like I wished that he would stop talking because everything he said sounded really dumb. But
he did, in fact, have a personality.
You know what we call that? Love.
Do we?
We
do.
I liked when he got dumped. He was like, you know, you see the fantasy suite card, and then you get dumped. It's like she pulled down your pants and kicked you in the balls, something like that. It's like, yeah, I guess.
I mean, that's literally what his balls felt like, I think.
I have a gripe about the fantasy suite cards. I think they're written very plainly and sort of on the nose and not much really wordsmithing going on. In contrast to the date cards,
which are some of the best punmanship, then it would all be like sex puns.
I know, but what are the date cards throughout the rest of the season? It's like, we'll take a ride. I want it to be like, I don't know, just go all like, hey, Chase, do you want to take a step into JoJo's fantasy suite?
I wish it were just like a celebratory card. There's no question. They're always going to say yes, just like a card like, you made it. Let's go.
Or a card where you open it and it plays music.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Have you seen those cards in the street where you open them and there's like buildings or something?
Yeah.
Maybe they had a blueprint of the fantasy suite, so there'd be less shock when you walked into the actual room.
So like there's really a bed. Nice
idea. But the shock is how they get all the advertising money from the hotel.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that that whole scene where they go, oh my God, this hotel totally has a bed. Everyone should come stay here. It's the Marriott Hotel Suites in Thailand.
I just think the date card puns are amazing, and they're clearly using a different writer for fantasy
well,
suite
yes.
cards.
They have the same form have, language yeah, for fantasy suites for the last 10 years.
Yeah, JoJo writes one, and Chris Harrison writes the other.
I have it tattooed on my back.
So before we go back and discuss how Robbie interrupted the date, right. let's just finish out Chase's getting dumped. He got
dumped.
A little bit of anger. He got a little bit ragey.
I loved his line where he got into the car and he goes, "Ugh, is this
my fantasy suite?" That was my favorite part of
that
it.
Was
it's
real.
Like,
was,
it's I like was, Chase. It real. Can be your fantasy suite if you want it to be, but like, it might be illegal.
Maybe.
Like, be careful.
You're in Thailand.
It's like depends on what the producers are willing to put up with. You know.
He was upset.
He was very upset.
Also, yeah. It was unfortunate timing that she did break up with him. Immediately after he said he loved her.
It was not tough. Unfortunate timing. She totally did that. It was a cause and effect. She does that. She waits for people to say, I love you. And then she like, it's like finger in the wind. She's like, how was my reaction to that? Was my reaction to the I love you passionate? And did it make me want to tear off all of his clothes? Or did it make me have a panic attack?
Was no.
Yeah, the answer was panic attack.
Has anyone in Bachelor history gotten so close to having sex before being dumped? Like, dumped in the fantasy
suite? I don't think I've
suite?
Ever seen anyone be dumped in the fantasy suite
epic.
Before.
But
that was a great TV.
Yeah,
I would bet there are times where someone is in the fantasy suite and there's no sex because they're going to get dumped in 12 hours.
Then why would they have even gone to the fantasy suite?
Sometimes you don't find out.
Andy and Juan Pablo didn't have sex.
Yeah, totally.
Because he just
made her watch his old soccer highlights the entire night on YouTube.
Which is probably better.
And played Ray J.
I don't, take Juan Pablo to be a really giving lover, so.
No.
But,
Luke
you know, I was pretty, it was pretty,
suite.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the Chase breakup. It was pretty good. And he was pretty amusing about it.
He said some things. He was like, is that your response to I love you? Is get the fuck out.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of.
I mean, to
I
you specifically,
it.
Yes. Because that's just how she feels.
Yeah. I either kick you out or I talk about Ben. It's one of the two.
Yeah. Also, and then she told him, like, if I hadn't met these other two guys who I actually have strong feelings for and I had met you and didn't know about any other people, like, we probably could have had a fine, mediocre relationship.
That was, like, the worst thing to say. I was like, don't say, like, you think you're being kind, but, like, the last thing you need to do is send him home to think about how in another life you and he would have this beautiful relationship. You need to send him away, like, thinking there is a fundamental incompatibility. It was never going to happen.
Yeah,
because that's how you get over someone.
She is not a graceful relationship ender.
Well, this no. time,
she's a people pleaser, which I understand. You know, you want everyone to like you. She doesn't like people leaving, being upset with her. So she tries to course correct.
Right. She's trying to host First Look. She's not looking to burn bridges here.
Exactly. Yeah.
What if Chase
you never
in
know
that
when something could come up in Colorado?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow.
And she also keep saying things like, I tried so hard to fall in love with you. And it's like, why would you do that when you're already in love with two other people and you can only have one? Like, that's insane. So obviously she just wants Chase specifically to feel good as he leaves that she cared.
Which is like a human impulse.
Sure,
get it.
But like, I feel like it's only going to make the process of recovery more difficult.
You know, she needed to just kind of let him walk it off.
Yeah. Missed opportunity from the Team Bachelor not leaving a camera with Chase as JoJo walked out to sort of think and decide to break up with him. I just wanted him to see him, like, kind of shifting around on the couch.
Like a split screen.
Yeah.
Like, she's crouching, crying, and he's just, like, sipping some Prosecco. Oh, I also did like that he, like, chugged the rest of his Prosecco before being like, "What? Why the fuck did you do that?"
He had a great exit, which is why I was bummed that he came back. Because I thought he did.
I love the gender split here. Like, Sammy and Max are like, he had an awesome exit. He shouldn't have come back and apologized. And Emma and I are like, he had a crappy exit. He needed to come back and apologize.
The only thing I thought when Chase came back to apologize was, oh my God, is that Luke? I hope that's Luke. And it wasn't Luke. And then I was disappointed that Chase was back up.
Yeah. I did kind of hope she'd bring back Luke, but then that wouldn't make sense. She still needed to bring it down to two people.
No, it wouldn't have made sense, but just never a good sign when you're just bummed
to see
someone.
I think Chase was just trying to ensure that he was not branded the Joe Bailey of the season. He wanted to make it really clear, like, I was angry, but I'm not that full of rage.
Too much brand management this season.
He's going to paradise either way. You know, it doesn't matter.
I think he'll do well.
I think he'll do well.
If he's in paradise.
Sure.
I think he's suited for paradise.
Which knocks him out of the Bachelor running.
Yeah, you don't do both.
No. Is he definitely in paradise?
I don't think he's definitely. We'll see what happens. Robbie showed up halfway through. Like, I guess while it sort of made me think about what actually happens throughout the entire date, that Chase was sort of sitting on the beach doing that thing where he's running sand through his fingers and staring blankly into space. And JoJo was inside just like, chilling.
Well, because they have to get ready for the night portion.
Yeah,
there's always a
break
in between.
He wasn't really doing like so. Like
they could have cut that footage together.
It gives you a weird sense of what the actual timeline is. You usually don't see that because they cut it up so much. Robbie comes bursting in, and she's like, "How did you? What are you doing here?" And he's like, "You told me where you live." And she's like, "Oh, right, I did."
He's like, "I just kept dreaming of you and thinking of you, and then I needed
in our dream
to see you because." Country clubs and coloring books.
What was that?
So
what?
Is that
weird.
Just like a WASPy reference
I
that
know,
I don't understand?
But I'm going to make it my screen name. Yeah.
It's got to be something they discussed, right?
So, yeah, it sounded like an in-joke.
Yeah, they were like, our life together would just be
going to country clubs
going to
in
country
Dallas
clubs
and their
and
kids'
doing
coloring
kids,
books.
That was my thought.
Yeah, I just want to like pack up a bag of coloring books for our kids and like go to the country club, you know?
You guys should change the name
of the podcast. It was really, I was like, wow, that is not a life I would ever conceive of for myself. Like, this is just, we are different people.
I mean, I would just be embarrassed to admit to people, like,
that was your plan.
That was my plan, even if it were to have people know that my life plan and, like, could be summarized in a phrase that included the term country club.
Sure, sure. Embarrassing plan, but I would be very proud to have reached the level of inside joke with JoJo.
Oh, he is very proud.
Yeah. Certainly.
And he seems very proud that he would be able to. He is like, I can give you country clubs, baby.
I think it comes up whether he wins or loses. I think on his way out or when he wins.
He's like, I thought we had country clubs and coloring
we'll
books.
We'll always have country clubs.
I was going to give
you
so many
coloring
books. Coloring
books away, yeah.
Well, quick alternative
theory.
He
might whip them out of his pocket, just like, I had these coloring books for us.
Maybe instead of the coloring books being for their kids, there's this whole craze of like
adult
coloring books, which
I
feel like JoJo could be into maybe.
Apparently they're very zen.
Yeah, my girlfriend's into them. They're nice. Yeah. They're a good time.
I've covered them extensively in my alternate life as a HuffPost arts and culture editor. They're big.
We'll check out the content.
Well,
you know, I can see Robbie just staring
readers,
at them and not actually
content.
Coloring.
I would say that about like two of the three men who remain during the fantasy suite portion is that I could definitely see them passing the time just staring at
a drawing, being like,
pre-drawn
color is next.
Just like, what even?
What do I? What is?
Where do the lines go?
What are colors?
Oh, Chase.
Well, that'll be the name of Robbie's spinoff, Country Clubs and Coloring Books.
He doesn't deserve a spinoff. I do not like Robbie, and
everyone knows
it. So, yeah, and then they have the rose ceremony, and much like the fantasy suites, you feel like it should just be a given, but as they always explain every single time that there's no one to eliminate, it's a two-way street, and she has the rose to give them. They also have to accept it.
Sure.
And so frequently.
And accept it, they do.
Yeah.
With a little Chase interlude. And
Chase interlude
as Robbie explains, there's no rules on The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Robbie is both times, the last two rose ceremonies, there's been a little interruption. And Robbie has just spent the entire time giving running commentary under his breath.
Yeah, which is like super uninsightful.
This is chaos.
Yeah. What is this timing? It's like there's no rules.
Yeah.
We're standing here
He's like,
and Chase walked in, but it's the rose ceremony.
But we're like, all Luke, wearing matching outfits.
With Luke, what he was just that? Like, I don't think he's leaving. It's like, oh, yeah, no shit. Like, what? Like, thanks. They're all seeing the same thing.
Luke is still on that tarmac. Oh, just confused.
Just sitting there shaking his head. This wasn't just, supposed to happen.
I just envision him like lying flattened on the tarmac, like with rain beating down on him and like his clothes are just like puddled.
He's waiting for his flight, but only horses are coming. Up, yeah.
Gallops away.
Yeah, so Chase shows up not to win her back, but just to leave on better terms and say he's proud of her and loves her. And he like will be waiting by the phone basically when she realizes these guys suck. And but he does too. So sorry, Chase.
We'll see him tonight.
Yeah, we'll see him and Luke tonight.
Can't
we might not see Luke. He might still be on the tarmac or riding a horse.
Yeah. We did see a clip of him in the promo, so I'm gonna assume maybe that was just waxen statue
of
him.
He was FaceTiming in from a horse in the middle of like Central California.
I would love that.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
And of course, please come back soon, maybe during Paradise.
Oh my God, we'll be here. Great. I got my bathing suit.
Yeah, you will have to wear a shirt and jeans.
And now, welcome to Feminism Fails, where we rate the most cringeworthy anti-lady moments of the week on our very own patented Feminism Fail scale.
1, you do you, bro. 2, that's questionable. 3, not cool, people. 4, the 1950s are back. 5, gender equality is straight up dead. And now it's time for Feminism Fails. We're back after a 2-week break.
Yeah, it got a little faily this week, which is a word I just made up. So first of all, Jordan spent kind of a while talking about how desperately he wanted to talk to JoJo's dad about proposing to his daughter. He is very traditional, and JoJo loves it.
Can we just end this trope here? We get it. Or are we going to have to go back and talk about it again next week and next season and every season forever because every man thinks that all he needs to do is ask a woman's father permission in order to, you know, move forward in a relationship with her?
Yeah, just like be able to look deeply into her father's eyes and say, I want to move from you being in charge of this woman to me being in charge of this woman.
Well, women are property, Claire.
Can we make a handshake deal on this thing or what?
Yeah, so you guys know how we feel about that. It's frustrating.
Also, we're going to do a little sidebar, not on the actual content of the show, but I think we all know it's very much a part of the whole scene. Chad's Twitter feed. This dude just gets more and more horrible every time we hear from him.
It's like you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and think, maybe he got a harsh edit.
Maybe he's just really funny.
Maybe he's funny. But then you look at his Twitter feed and no, he's just a basic bro who's a super douche misogynist.
Yeah, like seriously entitled and like hates women.
Here's you know, one of my personal favorites, least favorites. From at Real Chad Johnson, all women don't understand me, but I do understand hot chicks, hot is in all caps, and hot chicks understand me. #, don't hate what you can't date. Ah, yes, of course, only ugly women dislike him, and it's because they just want to have sex with him.
It's like
that makes sense.
It's a great thing that men do with women who think for themselves or are feminists is they're like, oh, well, you're ugly. And it's like you can't argue with that. Like there's no, I'm objectively hot that you can shoot back with. He can just be like, no, you're not hot. It's like a no true Scotsman situation. You know, you can't really be hot if I don't understand you.
Like, I hate to break it to you. Like, women can be ugly and still be correct about your character, Chad.
No, that's not
how that works.
Here's another great one at Real Chad Johnson. Why do girls put I love traveling on profiles? Y'all might as well write I want a rich guy to take me places. #, everyone loves traveling.
I personally only travel when I can find a sugar daddy to fund it for me.
Yeah.
That trip that I was on in Croatia, like I wasn't actually with a friend of mine. We didn't actually fund this trip by ourselves. No, we were just waiting, at the airport and hoping a rich man would buy us a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
actually
works.
Difficult to spend time with Emma because she's just constantly just out trawling for like, rich men to subsidize her lifestyle.
How else do you travel, Claire?
Yeah. Well, it's hard for me because I'm engaged to a writer.
Well, Greg just pays for all of your travel.
He doesn't make a lot of money, though. So, like, and I refuse to pay for anything because it's wrong. And it's funny because Chad's whole thing is like, I have enough money to pay for a hot woman. And then he's like, girls who expect to be paid for are disgusting. And it's like, that's the girl that you are looking for, but you hate them. Like, make up your mind.
That actually does sound about right. I'm pretty sure he hates most women. So
including
it would follow
the ones he
that the ones he wants
date.
To date, he probably hates them too.
Yeah. I feel like so happy for the woman that he eventually ends up with.
And I'm, you know, just feel so hashtag blessed that we get to see this man again on our TV screens tonight.
Yeah.
And in paradise.
It's going to be so fun. And it's just going to be one big fail for the human race all over our TV screens.
We look forward to it.
So check back with Feminism Fails tomorrow and probably all through the first week and a half of Paradise before someone gets rid of him. And now it's time for Tweet of the Week.
This week, our tweet comes from Andrea Laventhal. That's at Andy Lavs. Jordan's the type of guy who orders the salad but eats your fries. It's just so accurate.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it would be tough because I am also that kind of person. So, like,
how, there would be no fries.
We wouldn't be able to be together. That would destroy our relationship.
And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guests, the Bachelor Dudes, Max Godnick and Sammy Smith. And as always, thanks to our producer, Nick Offenberg.
Do you want to make our day, our week, even our whole year? Here's something. Find Here to Make Friends on iTunes to subscribe and give us a rating. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show rises on the iTunes chart, which helps other people find our show. Also, Here to Make Friends is now on Facebook. So please like us. We love to be liked. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily D. Rose. Or you can send us an email, heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to recap The Men Tell All. Don't miss it.
With Wells.
Yay.
Yay.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.